So first of all, Carlos, a new signing to talk about today, Michael Turner. What do you like about him, and why did you feel it was important to bring another defender to the club?
Turner came to the club because he can give energy. He has the personality, special, not special, but the personality. We have the informations, and that is a strong personality. He like win. He like fight. It's one of the players that will be with us. As you know, we are sharing the players sometimes, depending on the circumstances. For example, in the position, Tom Lee play all the matches at this moment. I believe that he can give, as I told you, I can give you energy, he can give you experience also. So it's very welcome.
You've got a lot of depth there now, haven't you? You've talked about Tom Lees, Leuven, Sasso, now Turner as well. Would you consider, for example, playing three of those guys? Is a back three something you consider, or is it more a case of you just want that depth in there and that competition?
No, I'm not. Usually we know. We never know, but we are not planning to play with three off-backs. It's a player to be on the squad, as I told you. We need players. There are a lot of games. It's a player that we can set to him that will play in the first 11 all the time, because I already spoke with him. It's one player that will be with us, and when we will understand that he can help the team, he will be ready. So because we know the personality, we know the abilities of the player. It's a player to help us in the squad. So
he's got vast experience, not just at this level, but at the top level as well. And how important is it to have as many players as possible like that? I know you've got foreign players who are playing well, but to also have those English players who know about this division.
Yeah, it's, as I told you, for example, in the beginning, Sasso have small problems. Small, I can say small problems. In this moment, he's playing the very good level. They are doing fantastic. All the time that Sasso played last matches, he did absolutely good. So we don't have any problem about the centre-half. But of course, with the problem of Lovens that is outside, we understand that we need one player and another player. And when bring one another player, we bring one player with experience, they know the championship, they know the English football. He can give also to the environment of the team more energy, more confidence, and he's very welcome. It's one player that, as I told you, I trust. I will trust in the same level that I trust in another player. So it's come here to help us.
The worst kept secret in English football at the moment is that you've been trying to sign Gary Hooper, and the fans are asking us about that. And what is the latest on your potential signing of him?
I never talk with the players that don't belong to our club. No, I just talk about the players that we have in the squad. So he's not in the squad.
So you don't have any news as to whether or not that one's close or not?
It's not our player, so I don't talk about
it. Are you close in general to bringing other players, and in particular a striker?
No, let's see what happens. I told you, you know that what I will answer. I will answer that at the end of the transfer window. Everything is possible. So let's see to players come and to players move. So this is a general answer.
Because are we also too close to Saturday for anybody to come in and maybe play in that game against Middlesbrough?
It's not easy because today's Thursday. So today, nobody, just Turner training today. So tomorrow, we have training tomorrow, and then we play on Saturday. So I believe that will be difficult, that we bring some player to play. Also, don't know the colleagues, don't know the way that we play. It will be not easy, but let's see what happens.
In general, how important do you think it is to get another forward in?
It's a question that I don't want to answer, sorry. I'm happy with the players that we have. As I told you, I must give confidence to players that we have. There are some questions that are more internal, you must understand. It's internal questions, not questions to talk outside. So it's about this. I don't want to answer this kind of questions. It must be the situations. What I can say, I said before, I'm telling this moment, I'm happy with the players that we have. We'll be with these players that we have in the moment that we will try to win the match on Saturday. Will be a very hard match. And I have absolutely confidence in the players to try to win the match. It's what I want to answer about this.
Well, let's talk about the game then. Middlesbrough, one of the favourites to win promotion from the Championship this year. Just how big a test is this going to be back at Hillsborough to try and get 3 points in this one?
Yeah, will be a very hard match, sure, because all the matches is difficult. We don't have any. I saw yes 2 days ago, and also yesterday a game from the cup, and before the games from the cup. also the teams from divisions, another divisions, create a lot of problems to all the teams. So it's not, there are not easy matches. In championship, it's impossible. Nobody have an easy match. All the matches very hard. The teams, the potential of the teams is very equalized. More in the beginning, when we all the teams are with the full energy. This match will be not different from the others. The hard match with a strong team, probably one of the strongest team in the championship. We have in the same points in this moment, but we believe in ourselves. We believe in our team, and we believe that sure that we'll fight a lot, and we believe that at the end we can be happy. As I told you before. We need the supporters, we need our supporters, we need the positive atmosphere. We felt in the game of the Cup a very nice environment. Our fans was very enthusiastic to us. Our players play a lot about what they did in the match. We have a period that we play very well, one period that we must keep the score because it's dangerous the last 5 minutes, but the supporters all the time with the team, very positive. So. We talk each other about this, so this kind of things is very important to the confidence, and it's why we can feel in the moment that our players are exciting to play on Saturday. They want to play because they are happy to play in Hillsborough with our fans. So this is very good to me, like coach, that I'm feeling that they don't have any type of afraid or complex because they don't have a positive environment. It's the opposite. They are waiting for the game, and because. Also, we know that we need an effort of energy from our fans. This is very, very important to Saturday. And if we have this kind of energy from our massive fans, I believe that we can be happy. But it will be a very hard match, I'm sure. Everybody knows that will be a very hard match.
What do you think you can do better at home?
Special comparing with not with the game of the Cup. With the game of the Cup, we must put the balls inside the goal, so because we miss a lot of chances. Before, with the game against Reading, we must be more aggressive in the attack. What we miss, we don't play too much aggressive in the attack, and we must do better about this. We correct in the game of Leeds. I think we balance more the team between play short and long. And with more aggressivity, but in the cup, I think we did well also. So, but we didn't score. In this match, we must put more energy in the attack. And I believe that as I told you against Leeds, we don't have a second life on the bench to change something. In this match against Leeds, we have energy on the bench to the cup. We have energy on the bench to give to the team. And I believe that on Saturday, we'll be with energy also to try to change something. So it's something that we miss. We miss in the few weeks, especially in the game against Reading and against Leeds. But I believe that we'll be with more energy on the bench to try to move the game if we need during the match. And I hope that I don't have players that come outside because they have small problems. I believe that we'll play with players 100%. Everybody will be ready. Okay, let's see what happened Saturday.
When you talk about you need to put more balls in the net and you need to score more goals, do you think that's an issue with creating chances, or do you think it's an issue with maybe some of the finishing in the team?
No, we create chances. You know that we create chances. You saw the game, I believe. Maybe not.
Not that one.
Yes, but your colleague was there. No, we miss a lot of chances in the game of the cup. We must solve the problem in the first 20 minutes, 25, we must solve the problem. So we didn't, we create a lot of chances. It's why I feel the atmosphere positive, I feel the people happy, also my players with the confidence at the hand, because, you know, the football is very hard to do goals, but very, very hard to create chances. And we create chances not because we put shoots or long balls, we create chances because also, if you saw, I saw it yesterday, the goals that we did at this moment. We work hard and we do a lot of things to do the goals. So it's something that we create. You must put the balls to the sides. We did a lot of goals from crosses. So we create the things. And to create something in football is not easy. To destroy is more easy. But We are doing. And if you ask me if we can do better, we can do better. And I believe that we can do better. We can improve our match. But it will be a match that we must be patient. We know that the way that the opposite play, they are very compact, very solid. They will stay in the position. They are waiting for a ball to try to score. And we must be with some patience. And it's important, the fans, that they must understand that the teams that close very well, they are very good organization. We can start to put just long balls and try to wait a lucky situation. And this is very important, that move the ball to the sides, try to open spaces. And we believe that our fans understand that and can support the way that we must play against this kind of opponent.
A lot of conversations about Ati Nuiyu and what he brings to the team. What positive things do you think that Ati Nuiyu provides when he plays up front for Sheffield Wednesday?
First thing to me, he are giving 100%. So nobody can say that he is not running, it's not fighting, they are not doing everything. They are giving the maximum. And I think I appreciate that. If you ask me if you have some limitations, you have some limitations. If you ask me if you have very good things, you have very good things also. So it's important to look to Nuiyu, to the positive things that you give to the team, not just to the limitations. He's a player that disturbs a lot our opponents. All the time our opponents are asking if he play or not, because they have, I'm not talking about afraid, but they care about the way that he play, especially to the second balls, not just to the first, but to the second balls. It's a player that have a good presence inside the central defenders. He win a lot of flicks. He support, he wait from the colleagues and keep the ball. And he's not a speed attacker, he's not a player, he's not a killer, but he's a player that he give to us something that we need. Complementary with another players, he can help a lot. So sometimes in the beginning, sometimes in another part of the match, of the games, but he can help us. He's a player that we understand that he can, and he are helping us, and he are scoring also. So it's a different player, and you can see to everything in two ways, to the bad things and to the good things. I prefer look all the time, I'm optimist, look to the good things. And you have good things, but of course it's not Messi, it's not Cristiano Ronaldo, but you have abilities, the abilities that you have, the good things that you have, you can help me or any coach in Championship, absolutely sure.
And just to finish, the usual questions about Kieran Westwood and some of the other injured players. Is Westwood back and is he available for this game? And what about the likes of Glenn Lubens, for example, and other players like that?
Westwood, I believe, will be out now, but we'll be back probably after the break. Mm-hmm. Not absolutely sure, but almost sure. Lovens, we don't know. Today, we'll know exactly. Lukas, we have expectations that he come back to the squad.
Thank you.
Thank you.